In 1968, Franklin Armstrong was introduced to Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and the Peanuts Gang.
Charlie Brown, I am impressed by your unfailing optimism.
Now, Peanuts Worldwide has launched the Armstrong Project in honor of the first black character. NPR's Mandalita Barco reports.
A Peanuts pop-up during last weekend's Comic-Con in San Diego featured Franklin Armstrong and the Armstrong Project, an initiative to support up-and-coming black writers, animators, and cartoonists. Among those celebrating was Bruce W. Smith, creator of Disney's The Proud Family series.
Seeing Franklin was sort of like a revelation, because here's a character that represents, you know, you. The first time I saw him on a special, he's dancing. And I'm like, everybody trying to do this Franklin dance now. You know what I mean? So I mean, that meant something, you know, to a lot of us. And certainly it inspired my path as an artist.
According to the Census and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, fewer than 4% of animators are black. Cartoonist Rob Armstrong is hoping to change those numbers.
When I came into the industry, I was one of only 4 African Americans in the business. Others have followed me, but the numbers are very, very small.
It was a school teacher in California, Harriet Glickman, who wrote to Charles Schulz in 1968, suggesting he integrate Peanuts. It was a time of turmoil in the country, and also for Armstrong, then a 6-year-old in West Philadelphia.
Dr. King's assassinated, Robert Kennedy's assassinated. It's completely crazy, and my oldest brother is caught in the doors of a moving subway train. My brother was killed at 13. That same day, July 1st, 1968, Franklin is introduced into Peanuts.
Armstrong says that was a sign that he should become a cartoonist. By 1990, his comic strip Jumpstart was syndicated, and he became friends with his childhood idol, Charles Schulz. Armstrong says one day Schulz called to talk about Franklin.
He says, he has no last name. It's not good. It's not respectful to him as a character. Can I use your last name? I said, Sparky, yes, of course.
Armstrong says his friend Sparky Schulz remained a mentor, and now he wants to pay it forward. He teamed up with Peanuts Worldwide to provide internships and guidance for the Armstrong Project.
I don't want to sound too highfalutin here, but it's a very serious job. It's not the same as doodling in math class, and I take it very seriously. I'm trying to bring it honor, and now I have a chance to bring young, talented people along.
The Armstrong Project also has a $200,000 endowment to give scholarships for students at historically black colleges. Promise Robinson, a 21-year-old student at Hampton University, is one of the first recipients.
Mr. Armstrong says to start with dynamic characters and can really just carry the story. So I just want to start there and something that will push the culture forward. So I'm definitely looking to be very inclusive in my stories.
The other recipient is Haley Cartwright, a Howard University student who just turned 19.
If Franklin had never been introduced to the Peanuts series, like, I can't fathom how different my life would be if he wasn't there. In the direction I want to take my career in animation, would I even have a chance? Like, I just wonder.
At the event during Comic-Con, Bruce W. Smith gave some advice to Cartwright and Robinson.
Everyone's looking for more diverse projects, more diverse characters to lead their storytelling. That's why this is the perfect time for you guys to have your voice included in this.
The world, he said, is waiting to hear from you. Mandalita Barco, NPR News.